This is Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights with Dwayne Goodell from Optimum Wealth LLC. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights with Dwayne Goodell.
Hello, and welcome back to Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights. My name is Dwayne Goodell from Optimum Wealth LLC. If you'd like more information about what you hear during the show, give us a call at 603-357-2254 or visit us online at www.optfinancial.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page, check out our resources page, check out the past shows, and you can subscribe on Apple or Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, or Spotify. So whether your summer plans include some things on the smaller side, like a new baseball piece of equipment for the kids or new golf clubs for yourself, or something potentially more expensive, like a two-week tour of the national parks, with some planning and discipline, you may be able to enjoy those things with less stress. A U.S. News & World Report article titled 25 Summer Budget Tips provides some info that I think can help in our conversation today. The first piece of advice is to do a little research and make a list of upcoming summer festivals and events, many of which are free. Free local events may be especially helpful if you'll have kids or grandkids along with you. Theater performances and concerts in the park, art festivals, free activities like disc golf may be great ways to enjoy the weather without putting the heat on your budget. A summertime garage sale might also be a way to save money and make money. First, it'll keep you occupied and organized. Second, it may put several hundred bucks in your pocket, and that's money you can use for more summertime fun. And speaking of staying organized, a garage sale has the added bonus of helping you ditch all that stuff you don't want or you don't need anymore. When chatting with my clients who are nearing retirement, many of them tell me that their biggest retirement goals is to downsize either the size of their home or the amount of the stuff in their home, or both. One of my favorite summer activities is relaxing in the backyard, maybe with a great paperback book. Whodunits are a favorite. But remember, you don't need to run out and buy that book. You can check it out at your local library. If you read a half a dozen books over the summer, checking them out rather than buying them could save you in the ballpark of $100 or so. And don't forget that many public libraries have special programs and events that are often free. Heading out to your favorite park or outdoor spot, bring a cooler full of sandwiches, coleslaw, cold drinks, dessert. It's another way to enjoy the warmer weather without stretching your wallet. Bring the kids or the grandkids, a couple of frisbees for even more fun. What I find is a lot of kids have probably never been on a picnic like the ones we had when we were kids. It's actually pretty amusing when I tell kids about all the things I did when I was a kid, and today it seems like ancient history. You should see the looks on their faces when I explain that I had to wait until the morning paper was delivered to find out who had won the previous night's ball games. And as I've noted on previous shows, and as I often show my clients, when we walk through their spending, eating out is one of the quickest ways to do some real damage on your budget. Thankfully, the summer months may be the ideal time to cut back on your appearances at the local chain restaurants and instead prepare more of your own meals at home. So for many of us, the grill is our best friend. Between burgers, hot dogs, steaks, just about anything your appetite desires can be tossed on a grill. And you don't need to tell me that a steak you prepare in your own grill is much cheaper than a trip to the steakhouse. The next potentially important piece of advice: leave your car sitting in the garage. To me, this tip may be particularly beneficial for retirees or those who are close to retirement because it gets you up on your feet and walking around, which is a pretty user-friendly way to increase your energy and decrease your waistline. But your waistline may not be the only thing that benefits if you get behind the wheel a little less often. Right now, it can cost a fair amount to fill the tank even in a fuel-efficient car. And if you drive a larger vehicle, an SUV, for example, you can easily be forking over $100 every time you fill that tank. So invest in a new pair of comfy walking shoes and get moving. Your budget and your health will thank you. And speaking of filling that tank, if your summer plans include a getaway, make sure you begin the planning process earlier enough to get the best prices you can. Last minute planning will often cost you more money. And also avoid putting your vacation on a credit card because you don't want to pay that interest on that piece of fudge you bought in that cute little gift shop. But let me add that if you have a credit card with a solid rewards program, you may want to go ahead and use your card on that trip to rack up points. Just be certain that you'll be able to pay off the entire balance when the bill arrives. But for the most part, the best strategy is to figure out where you're going, how much you'll need to enjoy yourself, and then committing to not spending more of that. Another way to possibly travel this summer without overspending is to utilize Airbnb or a similar service, or to stay in a hotel that has a kitchen in the rooms. Making your own meals while you're traveling can help you save a significant amount of money. And if you prefer hotels to an Airbnb or something like that, make a reservation at one that provides a complimentary hot breakfast. Free hotel breakfasts usually aren't exactly gourmet dining, but they will keep your stomach and your bank account full. Taking a trip in August may be yet another simple way to go when you want to get it on a comfortable budget. Many families aren't interested in taking a trip right before the new school year begins, and that means you may be able to enjoy popular locations for much less than you'd pay in the very often busy June and July. Signing up for a community agriculture program is an idea I really like because it comes with so many potential benefits. Perhaps most importantly, it's an affordable way to enjoy fresh seasonal produce. When you enroll in one of these programs, you know what you're getting, when you're getting it, and it also may reduce trips to the grocery store where we all end up buying more than we need from time to time. But in addition to budget friendliness, these programs are often a good way to meet your neighbors and support your community. Summer may also be the ideal time for retirees to pick up a part-time job to earn a few extra bucks. It may be delivering groceries, dog walking, working a day or two at a local greenhouse. These are just some of these lots of options out there because many companies and businesses rely on seasonal summer workers. And as a retiree, working the months of June, July, and August doing something that's fun for you may supply you with the extra money you need to take a trip or two of your own in the fall and the winter. So if your summer plans involve the potential for spending a good amount of money, I'd urge you work with a financial services professional if you're not doing so already. That way you can get a second opinion on your financial strategy and some insight into building a summer budget. If you enjoyed the show today, visit optfinancial.com. Click on the resources and podcast page, and also be sure to subscribe to us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. And finally, if you want more information on what we discussed today, give us a call, 603-357-2254. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you for joining us for Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Dwayne Goodell at Optimum Wealth LLC at 603-357-1084 or visit optfinancial.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Optimum Wealth, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of New Hampshire. Insurance products and services are offered through Optimum Benefits. Optimum Wealth, LLC, and Optimum Benefits are affiliated companies. Optimum Wealth, LLC, Optimum Benefits, and Dwayne Goodell are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.